Hello from the Equality Lounge at CES.
It's January 2020 and we're on location in sunny Las Vegas with our incredible partner Spotify, capturing the stories of female entrepreneurs, executives, inventors, and change makers. I'm your host for the series, Nell Daly, Chief Content Officer of the Female Quotient. Next up, we have Anne Rosenberg. Anne Rosenberg is an SVP at SAP. She's been working in the tech space for over 20 years and her perspective on the industry is invaluable. P.S. If you need someone to explain to you what the UN global goals are and mean in 2020, Anne has your back. Listen up.
I'm Anne, and I'm the Senior Vice President for SAP's Relationships United Nations and for SAP NextGen, where we are driving a huge purpose community across SAP's customers, academia, and the whole startup environment in the 180 countries that SAP is in. And I'm located in New York at Hudson Yards. And I've been actually now in SAP for 20 years, so I'm been in tech for many, many, many years.
Fun fact. Okay, so this is great because it leads us right into the conversation of how have you seen your voice or heard your voice or felt your voice change over the last 20 years?
So I think when I started 20 years ago, it was like, technology was, because there was a limit to what you could do with technology. So it was very much the technology which was leading the way. And then you were kind of adjusting to that because you were very humble about what technology could do for you. And then for around 10 years ago, and I had the fortune to move to Silicon Valley at that time, was that you begin to see the shift that you could do anything you want with technology. To today, where I see more that technology are taking a back seat. Technology is in everything today. So now it's more about the output and make sure that the way we use technology is for a much bigger mission, which is to make a better world for humanity. And that's why the relationship with United Nations, the 17 Global Goals, the 10 Principles, and how the technology can enable everybody in the world to have a better life and that we do things correctly. And that's so when I think about the voice doing those 20 years, it's of course my voice have changed. I'm probably less techie when I speak today. I was very when I spoke before, every second word was a technology word. But today I'm much more about the business, the purpose, because I know the technology can do anything I wanted to do, right? So now it's more about what I wanted to do for the better of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How about your voice as a leader, as a female leader in a male-dominated industry?
So this is so interesting, and I was on the panel yesterday when we spoke about exactly that. And so I'm Danish, and coming from the Nordic countries, the gender gap is actually the smallest gap that we have in the world. So therefore, I never kind of felt this issue with men and women, as I know I can see with a much more global perspective that I have now being a global leader in SAP. So for me, I think my voice in a world that definitely have been very heavy on the male and still is, but it's much better today as it was before, is that I think what's important today, because you can do anything you want with technology, is that we work with technology in a much more holistic approach and much more human way and much more community way and experiences and more. And this is what women are really good at. So I began to see that women are really leading now the way we want to use technology going forward, which I think is super exciting. So I think my voice, of course, changed over the last 20 years. But I think that's the incredible thing about working in technology, because technology is everything today. You can't go into any industry today and technology is not important. It's important in every single industry today, right?
Mm-hmm. It is the heart, really.
Yeah. So United Nations in 2015 came out with a framework which is called the 17 Global Goals. We go from goal number 5 is about closing the gender gap. We speak about goal number 17 is about partnerships. We talk about that we are focusing on solving the climate issues. And so all those goals is goals that all the 193 countries have been signing up by a member of United Nations. And then corporations have been signing up to UN Global Compact, which are working with the private sector, and they also have the 10 principles. And what is fascinating about this, when it came out in 2015, is that you actually have a joint framework between the world leaders and the private sector, where you come in a very strong public-private partnership setup and work together to achieve those goals by 2030. And you see more and more companies have been signing up to the 17 Global Goals and the 10 Principles. And we begin to see that movement, not just as a CSR Sustainability Institute, but really as the core of how you drive your vision, mission, your supply chain, your entire business processes. And going now here to Davos in a couple of weeks, we are actually launching together with UN Global Compact and essentially the SDG ambition, which is really the new way to drive a company by bringing the purpose into the center of the company.
The word ethical keeps springing in my mind. That's really, we're creating ethical businesses.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on the Spotify podcast today. It was such a pleasure having you, Anne.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by The Female Quotient and powered by Spotify. For more information on our mission, please visit thefemalequotient.com or follow us on social at Female Quotient, that is FemaleQuotient on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And we also wanted to mention that we're hosting the series on Anchor. So cool. Anchor is an amazing free podcast distribution platform. Stay tuned for more equality hacks from the Equality Lounge at CES.